Hi, I am AV Krista Bender, and you are listening to AV Power Up.
Hi, this is Mad Sound Guy, Chuck Espinoza, and you're listening to AV Power Up. Someone please help me. They're holding me hostage, please.
Hi, this is at Beer and Pie, Hope Roth, and you are listening to AV Power Up.
Hi, this is Richard Pravetti, at Richard Pravetti, brought to you by AV Power Up.
Hi, this is Corey Moss, at CB Moss on Twitter. You want awards? We got awards. And the award winners here on AV Power Up on Rave Pubs Radio with your host, Krista Bender. Take it away, Krista.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you for joining us, all three of our listeners today. And we have an exciting show for you. We have we actually have two of the Infocom Award winners here on our show tonight. But before we get to them, we're going to make you wait a little bit because I want to thank our sponsor, Ingram Micro. Ingram Micro can help you with all your AV and IT needs. They are located in multiple locations throughout the world. Visit ingrammicro.com for more information.
Do they have a jingle?
I don't know. I should write them a jingle.
You
I don't
should,
know.
Like, Ingram Micro for all your AV needs. Cha!
Ingram Micro!
Wow. Hope sounds great. He sounds way better than I do.
Yeah.
I think every radio show can use that. So I tell you what, Gary Kay, if you're listening, okay, if you just heard that jingle, we want you to use that on your next rant and raves, okay? So everybody's listening right now. Gary Kay is going to use that jingle on his next rants and raves when he announces Ingram Micro, okay? You heard it here first. Okay?
Awesome. Do it again, Hope. It sounded awesome.
Ingram Micro!
Yeah!
Yeah! Wow. They may hire you now, Hope.
I love that in every episode, Corey gets Hope and I confused.
You guys should change it on your little preview down at the bottom.
Yeah, I'm Hope Roth and Krista Bender.
Krista, if you put Hope and Hope put Krista, I would just self combust.
You would.
Or get it right.
Get it right. Exactly. When I'm calling you Chuck, you're in trouble.
Oh yeah, because I won't have that much bacon on me at any given point.
I do have a lot of bacon on me right now. Yeah, it's on.
It's a bacon suit.
I'm looking at it. It's scary.
So the point of today's show, despite the fact that we could talk about bacon all day, is that we want to congratulate and talk about the multiple Infocom Award winners. So we're going to take a moment and run through the list, and we're going to tell you what award it is that they won, and the person's name, and a little bit of background about them in case you haven't already checked out this wonderful information. So Corey, when you're ready, go ahead and announce your award winners.
Yeah, and I just want to say that these are highly prestigious awards in the industry, and in talking with our guests tonight and knowing some of the past award winners, they're nominated, and basically there are many that are nominated for all of these awards, and there are those that are selected as winners. They are presented in Infocom, and again, we will meet the two people who are on the show with us tonight. They'll be highlighted in this too, and you know, I'll get started here. The first is the Adele DeBerry Pioneers of AV Award. This is an award that highlights important contributions made by industry individuals to the science of AV. The award calls attention to the AV and information communications industries by recognizing pioneers who made scientific breakthroughs resulting in new AV technologies that impacted the manufacture and sales of novel products enjoyed by audiences worldwide. This year's winner is Brian Critchley. And just a little bit about Brian. In the 1980s, Brian Critchley was working in an engineering role for the Rank Organization, a UK-based company with numerous holdings in both technology and entertainment. As a leading physicist with Rank Brimar, I think I'm saying that right, Rank's Advanced Displays Group, Critchley was tasked to develop a projector that would harness the benefits of the yet-undiscovered display technology of the future. The goal was to create a paradigm-shifting projection display with the imaging performance, stability, and longevity that could support demanding future applications such as digital cinema and military simulation. There is more about Brian, and you know, I will post the page on the website for this show where you can see all of the awards. The next one is the CTS Holder of the Year Award. The award calls attention to the AV industry by recognizing Certified Technology Specialist holders, that's CTS, CTSD, and or CTSI, who are achieving rewarding and successful careers in the audiovisual and information communications industry. This year's award winner is Byron Tarry, and a little bit about Byron. Byron has an excess of 10 years of continuous service to Infocom, including membership on the SAVVI/SILC committee, AV Best Practices Black Book Development Task Force, Step Rating System Development Task Force, and was a significant contributor to Infocom's digital signage syllabus. Most recently, he completed 3 years serving on the PETC committee. Perhaps of most significance is his leadership in the evolution and maturation of the Global Presence Alliance, GPA. And there, you know, people can find out more about the GPA as well. And these are two of the award winners. And next, go ahead, whoever's reading the next.
Cricket.
Oh, that'd be you.
Oh, that'd be me. I have to read? You know I can't read. Oh, my God. So, okay, I'll give it a shot here. So the next award winner is Educator of the Year Award, and this award goes to Paul Zeely Jr., CTSD, CTSI. Infocom International Educator of the Year Award highlights the important contributors made by an individual to the professional development, education, training of the AV industry. These contributors have impacted audiences worldwide. The Educator of the Year is presented annually for outstanding achievement in AV education for that particular year. So Paul Zeely has developed and taught several courses at the Infocom show and in the field of AV-IT convergence. Oh, there's something that hits home, huh, Corey? Convergence and security. Although his primary job functions they're not education, he has made it a point of being available to teach to diverse groups. Paul taught 5 training sessions at Infocom 2014, as well as courses at ISE 2015 and seminars for AMX. He's committed to teaching 38 RUs of content at Infocom 2015. That's a lot of RUs. That's more than you need to recertify. So he's giving you that in like 4 days. Paul is the primary author of the updated Infocom Networked Audiovisual Systems, the NAVS, as we like to call it. During this process over the winter, Paul spent more than 200 hours working on this project, including more than 100 hours of daily meetings with Infocom staff members to make sure this very aggressive project was complete in time for Infocom University 2015. The 24 RU course will include about 20 hours of new content, reworking the course, objectives, exercises, and job aids to reflect the changing roles and responsibilities of the AV integration engineer and regards to enterprise AV. So Paul Zeely, I think most people in the industry know Paul. He's very well known, a very good educator. He's been teaching at Infocom for a while. I've taken a couple of his classes, and he is an extremely well-thought and informative educator. Next on our list for the Fred Dixon Service Award in Education is Alan Braun. The overall purpose of the Fred Dixon Service in Education Award is to call out an individual who association members in the industry recognize as worthy of a lifetime achievement award in the AV education. It is bestowed upon an individual who exhibits excellence throughout his or her entire body of work and to someone nearing or at the end of his or her educational career. It's not awarded annually. Rather, it's based on a given year and whether there is an appropriate candidate for such a prestigious award. So I don't know if most of you know Alan Braun. I know a lot of people are familiar with the ISF program that he's a pioneer of. Most people who've studied projection and projection metrics, they know the name of Alan Braun. Over the years of managing an AV integration firm and sitting on numerous national dealer panels, Alan Braun earned a reputation amongst his peers as a teacher of AV technologies and best practices. He has taught at every Infocom show for the past 25 years, except two, and continues to serve on the senior faculty of Infocom. Alan's impact on the AV industry can be felt through those who have been benefited from the hundreds of courses and his involvement in various committees that define the Infocom mission. His contributions to the industry is over three decades of proactive involvement and immersion in the AV industry and unwavering dedication to furthering the profession of AV design, integration, and service. Braun Services are the standard of on the standards group of subject matter experts and was the moderator of the projector image contrast ratio standard. You all know I like the Pisker. In this regard, Alan served as the Infocom representative on the International Commission on Display Metrology and was on the team that edited the final version that is now the recognized source in this display industry. So Alan, when it comes to projected images, Alan knows just about everything there is. And again, I've taken a couple of his classes and he will teach you all that knowledge in a way that like it's easy for you to understand. I've seen him get people from all different skill levels and he has a way of teaching so everybody can understand the material. Great teacher. And he also will have, he's a great guy to just talk to and he has no problem taking a selfie with you as I demonstrated at the last Infocom.
By the way, wasn't there a great joke out of the first show on Pisker? Didn't Corey say like a great joke?
Yeah, Pisker. I didn't even know her.
I didn't even know her.
Yeah.
Good Pisker jokes. You don't find many of them these days.
Mm-mm. Oh, I've got a bunch of them. They just you keep editing them out of the show, so I can't.
Oh, I tell you, what, tell one now, and I promise not to edit it.
That Pisker. I didn't even know her.
That was actually my joke, and Corey, I let Corey have it.
Oh, really? That was yours?
I said it in the chat, and then she totally yanked it.
Oh, wow. That was Hope Roth's, everybody. It was not Corey Schaefer's. Corey just borrowed it from Hope. Esker, I hardly even knew her.
And with that,
who's next?
Rich. I think Rich is next.
Brad?
I am next. I am talking about Ron Camden. Ron is he is the winner of the Volunteer of the Year Award, and Ron is an extremely busy man. He has been volunteering for 12 years at Infocom. He is an enormous fan of his home state, the Oregon State Beavers. No jokes. And he's been, he is the vice president of sales.
There is somewhere. All right.
He is vice president of sales at BuyAmp. And he's been there for 24 years. So all of that, he still finds time to, most recently chair, the membership committee where he reevaluated multiple levels and, made becoming a member much, much simpler. Also during his 12-year volunteer reign, he served 4 years on the Leadership Development Committee, now called Leadership Search. So once again, he's working hard at simplifying all the processes. And during his most recent tenure as president of the International Communications Industry Foundation, he made it considerably easier for all groups involved to find new employees, which is near and dear to my heart since I'm a new employee in this amazing AV field. And that is our very famous Ron Camden. Thank you, Ron, for your hard work.
Yeah, Ron!
Ron Camden! I'm just going to just sing jingles for everyone.
That's awesome.
Wait, there's a Ron Camden song now?
I just made it up.
Yeah, why not?
Jingles for everybody now?
Everyone gets a jingle. You get a jingle.
All right, from now on, everybody gets a jingle.
All right.
Okay? All right. Hope, I think you're next.
All right, it is time for the Women in AV Award.
Woohoo!
Woo! Wow, nice. I like that.
Ooh, we love women in AV.
Yes, we do.
Spoiler alert, one of them is here on our show.
What?
Oh, yeah. Wow. We have one.
We have one. Heather Calloway.
There's a little hint drop right now. Go ahead.
Heather Calloway, 18-year technology industry veteran. She has so many letters after her name, I'm going to butcher half of them. She has been a BICSI Registered Communications Distribution Designer, RCDD, since 2001. She got her Infocom CTS certification 9 years later and is a CTSD now. She got that in 2012. Expertise spans a variety of disciplines, including design and integration of voice and data networks, state-of-the-art AV systems, outside plant infrastructures, that's OSP for those in the know, and security systems. She started her own tech design company in 2010. Started out with a staff of one, now has 8 full-time employees. They provide quality control for technology-intensive construction projects in higher ed, military, data center, broadcast, and production, among all sorts of other things. That's almost all the verticals right there. Tireless volunteer to Infocom programs. She's been on the certification committee and the CTS marketing committee, and she also devotes time to the Infocom University faculty program.
When does this woman sleep?
I don't know. And she also has excellent taste in podcasts.
Oh, so I hear. Carry on.
And then the women in AV are so great, they had to give awards to 2 of them. The other one is Wendy Cox, who is not on tonight, but I'm sure we'll fix that at some point. Described as one of those people in the industry that can be trusted and used as a barometer of what's going on. She's been at Daylight for 21 years.
Holy cow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
21.
Yes. So
she must own the company by now.
Well, it sounds like she's worked her way up. Through hard work and being very good at her job. Am I reading this whole thing? All right. Industry relies on her to have the wisdom and knowledge of understanding how the AV industry has changed in the past decade. That is for sure.
21 years, there must be lot of wisdom and knowledge in that, huh?
Well, and you think about how few women there are in AV now. 21 years ago, she was probably one of the only women in AV.
Well, you know, it's interesting, I guess, when you say that. It's like, comparatively, you're right. She was probably, I guess you could consider her a trendsetter of sorts, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
There you go. So, I believe we are down to the last candidate. And then we're going to stop for a minute, and everybody listening, we're going to say, guess who the 2 on the show are?
So last but not least is the Young AV Professional Award. And the winner for that is Jeremy Caldera. I don't know.
Maybe we'll find out later.
Maybe we'll find out.
Maybe we'll find out how it's pronounced. I don't know. Maybe somebody knows the guy.
Yeah, I got a guy who knows a guy.
We got a guy who knows a guy.
So Jeremy has been in the AV industry for over 12 years, and I'm very happy and excited to say that he's one of those awesome people that holds a CTSI as well as a CTSD. He also has other major AV industry certifications such as the ISFC and the CQT. And he's been instrumental in passing, developing the staff at where he works in helping them develop their knowledge and desire for learning. He's helped provide guidance for 4 other employees to achieve the dual CTSI and CTSD certification as well. And he has also been a part of the R&D team that led the company to be the first company in the world to receive the Infocom APEX designation, which I'm actually signed up for a webinar to learn what that APEX designation is, and I can't be more excited to learn what that is about. So Jeremy is a true ambassador for the AV industry. He continued to demonstrate his commitment to the industry through his volunteer work at Infocom. Hint, hint, Rich, we got another volunteer and has been elected to the CTS steering committee. And he's teaching at Infocom 2015 in Orlando, Florida.
Wow. You know what, Krista?
Yes.
This sounds like a guy I'd love to have on this show.
You know, this sounds like a guy that if I wasn't married, I'd be like, how you doing?
This sounds like a guy that, like, I was already like, hey, how you doing? He told me, he was like, no, bro, I'm married.
I don't know. If this guy's not on this show now, Chuck, would you find this guy, give him a call, and get him on now? I mean,
dude, So he and I have actually gone out to dinner before, and I was like, yo, why don't we ditch the wives and like go shooting? and wow. We did.
And what did he say?
Oh, we totally ended up shooting.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. That is really, you know, the realistic outcome of that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was bromance, totally. Like,
oh, wow. Do you think we should give Jeremy a chance to actually spend that conversation?
We should. And if the listeners haven't guessed by now, we have Jeremy on the show.
Yeah, no problem. I'm excited to be here.
Same here. I'm excited as well.
Good. So, all right, Krista, well, take it away.
Oh, man, you pretend like I have questions to ask.
No, actually, I know you have questions to ask.
I do have questions to ask. You both, you both have so many certifications that I think is fantastic. But, Jeremy, I actually want to ask you two of your certifications I'm not quite familiar with, the ISFC and the CQT. Can you give us a little bit more elaboration on what those certs are?
So the ISFC, I attained that it was a while ago, it was a few years ago, but that is the one that the Bronze, who's another one of the award winners, helped develop. But am I correct in that, Chuck? He developed that.
Yeah, Alan and his son Jonathan actually head up the Imaging Science Foundation, the ISF, and the ISFC is for the commercial certification, how to balance and
display calibration.
Calibrate displays, yeah.
Okay.
And then what was the other one? The CQT? Is that the
CQT,
one
yeah.
Yeah, so the CQT is with the AQAV.
Is that a TLA?
I don't know.
That's TMI.
No, I know what
AV 9000. It's AV 9000, if you know what that is.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a certified quality assurance technician. Okay. They have a new one out now, which is the CQD, which I just have not had the time to go and get yet. But
slacker.
Yeah, I know. Have you got yours yet, Chuck? I don't think you have yours either.
Oh, no, that's the one I don't have. I'm a slacker as well. I've been busy doing podcasts.
Yeah. So, no, but that's more for commissioning type certification with AV 9000. So.
Okay. Perfect. And Heather, I was quite excited to read that you have, your CTSD, hooray, hooray, but also that you are a BICSI RCDD.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. That is terrific that you're a BICSI RCDD too. Absolutely.
No, thank you.
And we do know that the executive CEO of Infocom is also RCDD.
That is correct. I saw that. I saw something come out via email, and then I saw that he had an RCDD, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, yeah. And I tell you what, this to have you both on the show again is terrific. We did decide to have Infocom-based shows. This being the first of them, the next two will be dedicated to other themes involving Infocom in the show. But we talked a little before the show, and I wanted to touch on that again with both you, Heather, and you, Jeremy, in terms of being nominated for the award, winning the award, finding out about it, what this means to you. Heather, go ahead. Why don't you start?
Well, a gentleman from my office, Bob Allen, actually nominated me, and that was, I guess, some time ago. And then I completely forgot about it, didn't even think anything of it. And I was actually in his office the morning that it came in. And as I mentioned earlier, I actually got a little upset. I started crying. Mm-hmm. So it was exciting. I never have won something like this before. And to be recognized, it was kind of an amazing feeling. So,
well, I could say, I mean, I've known you from working with you on certification committee, and it's a well-deserved. I mean, when people talk about work that you've done in the industry and the volunteerism that you've done, it's definitely up there. I mean, I think of the past award winners, Aaron Bolton, Corey Schaefer, Jan Sandrini, and, you know, the name Heather Calloway stands right up with all those women in the industry. You should be very proud of your accomplishments, and they are very well-deserved.
Well, thank you. That means a lot. It's funny, when I look at those women, I don't know, I guess I hold them at a different level or a higher level. So to be kind of put in that group, it's an exciting feeling.
Nah, brah, you're right there.
Oh.
And you know something, and I had said I was at the awards dinner last year, watched as Corey and Jen received awards. And I have to say that the women in this industry are spectacular. They do amazing things. And this year, and we did the show with the Women of Infocom Network with Erin Bolton. There are big things happening this year with women in AV and at Infocom. And I know, Heather, you're going to be a part of that too. So what does that mean to you as well?
What part? I'm sorry.
The Women of Infocom Network.
Oh, no. I'm excited about that as well. I mean, I'm trying to figure out what I can do locally to get involved and push, women in the industry. And Chuck, really?
Chuck is so bad.
It was just a question. I mean, I was like, what? What is he? Really? That's, wow. Sorry. Sidebar.
Carry on.
Heather will deal with you later, Chuck. She's tired of the men interrupting her. Come on.
I think so.
No, it is all good.
You may catch yours at Infocom right now.
No, it is all good. If anything, I want to take more selfies with Chuck.
Oh, doesn't everybody now?
There will be a booth just for selfies.
Yeah, you may win the projector this year if your selfies with Chuck. So
there you go.
Oh, and by the way, just so everybody knows, somebody snuck in, and he's double awesome, by the way. So,
all the way.
Just so you know.
Oh, wait.
Hi, Johnny.
Johnny Mona.
Johnny.
Hey, Johnny, we sing entrances this time. Go ahead, Hope, sing him in.
Johnny Mona.
There we go.
Can you do that one more time? I know that from our ringtone. Just like I'm in really important business meetings, it's just all Johnny Mona.
There you go. I think everybody on this show is going to get their own ringtone sung for them by Hope and Johnny. So
that would be
a party gift.
That's like totally baller. You're sitting in the middle of a meeting and all of a sudden, like, Johnny Mona. You're like, excuse me, I really have to take this.
All right.
That's
so
when
Heather,
you say, Jesus is calling. Hold on. I'll be
there. So, Heather and Jeremy, you get to choose Hope, Johnny, or Chuck to record your ringtone.
Pick me.
Can I do a remix with Johnny and Hope?
Oh, there's an idea.
It costs extra, but we can make it happen.
Hope with Chuck doing a beatbox in the background.
Oh, tell me. I want somebody to drop a beat.
There you go. I wonder how much we can start charging for this. You think we could have these downloaded, or, you know, Rave can have these download, on iTunes for like $2.99 a piece?
iTunes ringtones?
Anything is possible.
What?
Ingram Micro.
Don't get too worried to carry away, kids. Your visions will all be Instagrammed.
Yes. Google Play, however you download these things. I haven't downloaded one in years. Heather, before we go to Jeremy, you have a very special person to talk about, and I'd like you to talk about her right now.
All right. My daughter, Haley, she was ecstatic when she found out that I got the award and actually asked if she could attend with me because I support her in her sport, and I travel all over the United States with her. And so I am excited that she's coming with me, and she's actually heavily into technology as well and is in a STEM program at her middle school and just graduated and going into high school and wants to stay with technology as well.
Mm, fantastic. Fantastic. So Haley, you've been mentioned, Haley, right? You just said,
right, Haley.
Haley, you've been mentioned on the show, and good luck in whatever you do. And, we hope you like it. Jeremy, on to you. So the same thing. So you were nominated. You waited by the phone for the call. You didn't sleep for days.
It was weeks on end.
Weeks on end, you didn't sleep. So what was the experience like for you?
I was pretty excited about it. My boss, Jay McArdle, who actually won this Young AV Professional Award a couple of years ago, nominated me. And, he told me he was doing it, and it was one of those things where it was closer towards to when the deadline was, is when he'd submitted it. So I hadn't quite forgotten about it, but I was very surprised to get the email when they notified us. So it was exciting. I'm very honored to be a part of the group.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So young AV professional, is there an age range? Is there, what are you know, what do they look for in terms of young AV professional? How do you qualify for that?
I think the cutoff age is 34, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So I just barely make that, so that's a good thing. otherwise, I would have moved into, you know, the category where Chuck's going to win, which is old AV professional.
Oh. Yeah. So, like, Alan Braun and I are going to be sitting there sipping whiskey and counting our gray hairs.
Wait, because then I'm in the old person group, too. Can I be granny, AV old, granny?
Older and wiser, yeah. So,
but, sorry, no, I have the old section wrapped up here, folks.
You're like Socrates.
Yeah.
Hey, Heather, did you notice something in the background in Rich's place?
Huh? That's right. He's bringing the candle.
He's bringing the candle, isn't he?
Yes. I'm bringing the candle.
With him being that old, it just makes sense.
Doesn't it now?
Yeah, he doesn't use light bulbs. He uses candles.
Candle. He brings it to bingo.
Bingo. And I still smoke it, bingo.
That's awesome.
Rich, are you like a bingo fiend?
No.
I figured you win the big bucks with.
I played it with my grandmother 30 years ago.
Oh, okay. There you go. So Krista, back to you. What do we got?
Back to me. What do we got? I don't know, Jeremy. I feel like we haven't talked to you that much tonight. What do we got for you? You got some foot candles there behind you. You got some mood lighting going on.
I do have a little mood lighting.
Nice little cave you got going there, my
friend. Ceiling mount projector.
What's that?
I saw a ceiling mount projector.
Yeah, it's a nice little system. I just built this home theater, and I came down here because it's the quietest room in the house. So I figured I could get away from the other noises upstairs. So
what you guys can't see is the sound system in there. It's amazing.
Yeah, tell us about it.
It's pretty awesome. But it's an 11.2 system. So it's a combination of Legacy Audio and JBL and some custom-built Danley subwoofers and butt kickers and 4K projection and 3D and all kinds of craziness. That's pretty awesome.
How much do your neighbors hate you?
Not bad. I've completely soundproofed the room. So I have 58 decibels of loss between through the wall. So
it looks like he's got enough seats for the neighbors.
I do. I've got 9, 11, something like that. 9, it looks like.
Yeah. I'm guessing you don't invite them, though.
No. Actually, I just moved into the house about 6 months ago. I've only met one neighbor, and he's a little weird.
Wait till news gets out about his downstairs with all of that going on.
The buddies are always coming over for the football games and the MMA fights and everything else.
Oh, Super Bowl at your place, right?
Yeah, it's pretty.
And the one neighbor just wants to watch Clockwork Orange over and over.
It's a classic movie if you're into weird stuff from Kubrick, man.
It is. I love it.
It's a little
mood lighting. I got it as bright as I can get it, I guess, right now.
And Heather's got a lot of mood lighting going on.
I got major mood light going on over here.
It's kind of surprisingly dark just in the past 20 minutes that you've been on.
Yeah.
Heather's recording from a van down by the river.
She's got the instrument panel lighting, and she's got like 5.1 surround.
Exactly. This mini, it gets bumping.
Awesome.
That's the key light, right? That's what that is.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely.
So what I'm always curious, Heather, about the RCDD. Tell us a little bit about the RCDD. We hear about that a lot in the AV industry, but since not a lot of AV guys do structured cabling, it's kind of like one of those, what is that magic thing?
Have you heard the nerdy statement of RCDD meaning real cool data, dude?
No. But I suggest you kick anybody hard who says that.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Please.
So, with that being said, RCDD is equivalent to the CTS. So, in Infocom, you have the CTS. Bixi, you have the RCDD. It kind of puts you at that design status for, you know, having the knowledge of the structured cabling systems. So,
and I see you also have a LEED certification.
I do.
What's involved with a LEED certification? What is LEED other than not the follower?
LEED is has to do with sustainability, building sustainability. And honestly, I've not been able to use my lead from the AV and structured cabling standpoint. At past engineering firms that I've worked at, I was a project manager. So it helped, you know, when I was coordinating for mechanical and electrical systems. But, you know, I don't really use it, but I have it. So
I know they were trying to look at different ways to use LEED certified individuals with the new energy management standard, the Infocom 4M.
Right.
And you know, trying to get more involved with the LEED community with sustainability, having to do with how our AV systems are, you know, chewing up coal when they're not being used, and trying to get more LEED input on how they could not chew up so much coal if we do things like standbys and whatnot. I'm a big fan of being green in my AV, so LEED's one of those things that I'm always interested in.
You know, that's what's interesting about LEED is the program doesn't really apply to anything that we're doing, but I'm seeing the manufacturers making it happen. They're doing the right things. But LEED is not, it's not, recognizing anything that's happening, though. So
I think that's one of the driving forces. So if we get the manufacturers behind it, it'll start to filter down. Like, you know,
right.
Manufacturers drive a lot, like, especially when it's, you can get dollars off your project if you have this type of certification and you do this,
right.
We'll give you a special discount, and usually money turns into, money transfers to idea. It's like, hey, we'll give you a discount if you're green. I'm green.
Right.
Well, I think it's a cool shift because we're sort of in the business of putting things up on the wall that take a lot of power. So to instead take our equipment and figure out ways to make things more green with programming, managing lights, things like that, I think it's kind of cool to sort of shift things around and actually use your AV to make things more green. There's a lot of building management stuff where, you know, you even can get reports of, these three guys always stay late and they're all in different corners of the floor. Why don't you move the desks and we'll, you know, just turn on the lights in this one section, things like that.
That's pretty interesting take. I never thought about it like that. I mean, we've looked at things for like the Infocom University, the Lemke Center has Crestron sensors for motion and for IR. And if the room is unoccupied for, I think it's 30 minutes, the system shuts down. Mm-hmm. You know, they went for specific LEED requirements and they wanted certain things that played into the energy management standard. So they had requirements of, you know, if nobody's in there for a certain amount of time, the room shuts off. People come in, the room can adjust temperature. We have Crestron control thermostat, we have Crestron IR sensors and whatnot. Everything ties back into the whole room revolves around the AV system and it pretty much controls the entire environment. So if nobody's in there, we're not going to keep it, you know, super cold during the summer or super warm during the winter. We're going to turn the displays off, turn all the monitors off, put the amps in standby, things like that. And that was just something that I know that was part of the requirement to meet standards for the AV system for LEED. What are you doing over there?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I've got Ein, AV puppy number one, on my lap.
Yeah, we saw AV puppy number three before, which doesn't look like Ein or Scrimps at all. So
no,
we're all Finn, very confused right now.
Finn is completely different. He's a Lossapoo. He actually comes from another AV tweep who I used to work with. They are moving, and they could not take Finn with them anymore. So I said I would give him a new home since he knew Ein and we've watched him before. So now we have three.
This is from an AV tweep?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, actually, I don't know if he's an actual legit AV tweep. He may not be on Twitter, so I may have misspoken.
You know,
but
who makes people legit AV tweeps? You know who makes people legit AV tweeps, right? He's here in the room right
now. Yeah, sweet baby angel Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the way, guys, I was telling you about the guy. He's there right now, Mr. Hashtag AV tweeps, Johnny Double Awesomota, Death Star wearing Johnny Double Awesomota. just so you know.
So, Johnny, do you have any stuffing things for us today? Oh, you're adorable. You got to unmute yourself, sweetie.
it's like a mime. It's a mime.
Just kidding.
It's like a Charlie Chaplin movie.
Yeah, really.
That was great. Technology is not my friend today, or my brain. One or two. You can decide on how you want to perceive
we'll,
that.
We'll include both. Don't worry about it.
And or both. I had a bunch of stuff and things, but then people at work wanted to talk to me after hours. I'm like, look, I don't get paid for this, and I really don't care, so I'm out. My stuff and things had to do with some stuff I'm probably not allowed to talk about, but I'm going to talk about anyway. So next year in January, first of the year, early of next year, LeGrand is going to announce some pretty cool stuff that I won't give you all the details for, but I can tell you that it's probably going to be an upgrade to their lighting systems, plural, and you can decipher that however you'd like. I do have a lot more information on it, but I'm pretty sure if I say all of it, I'm going to get yelled at by my friends at LeGrand. So there is some new updates to their plural lighting systems because they have more than one. Whether or not they will be all integrated and more new features, that's probably true. You heard it here first. So if someone wants to yell at me from LeGrand, go ahead.
Don't worry. We have lawyers on standby right now, Johnny. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that's one thing. Some stuff I'm probably going to get sued pretty quick for saying that. I don't know if I want to say anything else. All right. Come back
Johnny
to me.
Johnny wants to go back to mime.
All right, good.
I'm going to go back to mute.
Yes, go back to mute. Be adorable.
I actually had something I wanted to ask Jeremy.
Okay.
And then let's get to you, Krista. But okay. Hey, Jeremy, you know, you're a dual CTS-IT, CTSD. I honestly, to have that credential, I don't know how many industry actually have dual credential like that. I'm sure there are a decent number. But, you know, there's all kinds of talk these days about getting a CTS, what getting a CTS really means. I've had extensive conversation with Chuck on this, the need for CTS. Give us a little understanding of why you had that CTS, why you really felt the need to have that CTS, and why others out there should get their credential and what it would mean for them.
So I primarily got the CTS just because years ago, because I saw it start being on all the specifications and standards for the bids, right? And then when I started to focus more on design as opposed to sales engineering, which I was doing at the time, I decided I should get my CTSD. I just thought it would make sense. It'd be a good education for me, kind of expand. And then when I got moved into more of a management position where I'm at now at ZDI and kind of overseeing the AV department, if you will, just from a management perspective, my idea was that if I'm going to ask my technicians to have a CTSI, I should probably have one as well. So I went out and studied and took my experience and whatnot and decided to get that cert. And then just for, so you know, there are 188 people with the dual as of this past month.
Okay.
So that's a big, Infocom makes a big deal about that, I guess. They keep track of that. So there's only 188 people with the dual, which is pretty awesome. So
well, you heard it here second or third or fourth that they're out there. So
I'm very, very excited to be a part of that elite group, which is kind of awesome. So, So, I mean, I'm really big on encouraging all of my design engineers to try and get both, even though I kind of require the CTSD. And then all of our technicians, of course, we push the CTSI on them. I mean, it's just, it's good fundamental knowledge for anybody who's trying to get into the industry from a CTS standpoint. It's just a way for people to know that you're serious and you know what you're talking about when you're going into meetings and having conversations with people. So,
right.
Yeah. I encourage, you know, I mean, even any of this, you know, so when I'm, you know, I don't teach CTS prep anymore now that I'm on the steering committee, but, you know, some of the other classes that I teach as well, I'm always encouraging everybody, you know, go take the CTS for my class at Columbia. I tell the students right away, as soon as you're out of college, as soon as you graduate, take your CTS because it will hold a lot of water along with your degree, you know, if you're going into the AV field. So
I would say next year's young AV professionals should be a part of, how many do you think we should have by this time next year? 295 dual certs next year?
You know? I think they only added a couple of duels in the past year.
Ooh, that's not enough.
No. We need to add some, maybe close to 200 mark, right?
Well, I'm hoping we add two more women with CTSDs, right, Hope?
Right there. Heck yeah.
I'm hoping to see more CTSDs on the women's side. I'm hoping to see more CTSIs and Ds all around. I would love for it to break 200.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, I'm going to ask a dumb question. What does CTS mean? And what does that really, what does it stand for? What does it mean? And what does that specify exactly? I kind of came in late to the show. Fill me in.
So CTS is the Certified Technical Specialist designation for the AV industry. It's an ANSI recognized certification. It's the only ANSI recognized certification. The CTSD is the special designator for a advanced design certification, and the CTSI is a special designator for the advanced installation certification. So if you have an I, you know your stuff about install. If you have your D, you know your stuff about design. And I'm sure both of our award winners who are on the CTS certification steering committee will tell you that once you get those, it's no joke to get those. I mean, it's a rock solid certification. And I happen to know that one of our award winners actually writes questions for one of those tests. Jeremy's on the CTS D test writing committee.
I've actually done both the I and the D for the scheme and technical and test writing committee. So,
Jeremy, yeah. I have a question. Since you've taken both tests, did you find one to be easier than the other? Or did it make sense? I mean, I would assume it would make sense if you've become a regular CTS to then go the I route and then the D, or would you strike it and reverse it?
Well, I mean, I'd always encourage anybody to get as much certification as they can, but realistically, I mean, not everybody can do that. So I'd say if you're into the installation, go the I route. If you're into design, go with the, you know, with the CTSD route. The CTSD is, I think, definitely the more difficult of the exams. I found the CTSI to be much easier than the CTSD. A lot more math with the CTSD, a lot more just overall knowledge with design, which just comes from complexity. You know, some people may say the opposite of that. I guess it just depends on how you take tests and how you study. So,
and there's also a little bit of a hands-on component with the CTSI. On the application, you have to have it signed off that you have indeed built a rack, balanced an audio system, you know how to mount projectors, and you have to have your either your manager, your a direct supervisor or a CTSI sign off on that. You can go take it, and if you haven't done those things to kind of fake it, you're not really going to pass. There's a lot of knowledge and skill involved to do those things, and you have to translate that to the test. I know personally the writers of the test translate that knowledge and skill, so if you haven't done it, the test is going to be kind of hard.
Yeah. You know what? I wanted to turn to a little different subject here now, and this is actually part of Heather's profile. But I think what I'm going to do first is talk about Krista and the blog she just wrote about mentoring. I got to tell you, for a first effort, highly impressive. And, you know, I mean, what more can I say? But it's about mentoring. So, Heather, part of your profile talks about mentoring and new talent in the way you do it is flexible and open. You encourage employees to submit suggestions in a weekly forum. And, you know, tell them a little bit about that.
Are you talking on me?
Yeah, or are you talking to me? I'm sorry, Corey. That was a bit confusing.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Heather. I was actually talking to you about, you know, mentoring and how you do it.
I'm currently not mentoring right now. I mean, I assist my employees, but not on an actual full mentoring standpoint.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I read part of the said something about your approach to mentoring new talent, and if that doesn't apply now, then we'll just skip by it.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. You got to read your own profile next time.
You know what? I think Heather is mentoring and she doesn't even know it, which is part of what I was writing is sometimes you don't realize that certain things you say or do or behave with other people, your encouragement, and they turn and look at you as being a mentor.
And Krista, I actually, let's step back a little bit. So I actually read your article that Corey recommended, and I think you're right. Do I have anything that's like set in stone? No, but I've actually spoke at various high schools from the business standpoint and then also the technology standpoint. I do volunteer. We have a program here in Hillsborough County that is the Great American Teach-In, and you basically go and you tell the students about your career and what you do. And so that's been beneficial. There's been a lot of kids that have been, they had no idea what a technology consultant was. So, I mean, from that standpoint, yeah, I mean, I'm involved with mentoring. I'm not involved in like a program that does it.
Yeah. And so far I've not been either. There's been a couple of different groups in the AV industry where I've, offered or suggested that I can help to try to be a part of it, like some sort of mentoring, but, so far nobody's taken me up on that. So good for me. but I guess that's something that, if it's out there and people need it and want it, then hopefully they will ask for it. It's funny you mentioned talking to schools. I had forgotten I did this until you just mentioned that, Heather, a few years ago. I had gone to a high school, it was a private school, and talked all day to various grades about women in history and how they've evolved somewhat, especially in the working environment, and how it's gone on where they, first they couldn't vote, and then everybody else was able to vote before they could, and then finally they could, and just the history of women's contributions through work. And it was an awesome day to talk to these students about that. And actually, as a side note, what made my day even more awesomer, if that's a word, double awesome, was the big in the auditorium, they had World War II veterans in there. So these were people in their 80s and 90s that were still alive, and they were talking about their experience from the war. And like, it was just overall a fantastic day. And talk about, like, even though that wasn't a mentoring day, like just listening to these people and the trials and tribulations they had to go through to survive a war was fascinating.
Something you just mentioned as well, that you've reached out and asked, but nobody's kind of accepted. It's funny, is I've done the same thing. I've offered, and I don't know if it's just that there's already a niche, there's already a group that's handling stuff, but it's amazing how much, I guess, individuals like yourself and I, are there and would like to help out. It's just, where do we start?
Yeah. And, I guess, maybe maybe for me, it takes getting more involved with certain things perhaps, but, it's also, I guess, what's the expectation for everyone if, they want to offer, I'm saying generically, if mentorships and whatnot want to be offered, what is mentoring and what's the expectations for that? Is it someone to bounce ideas off of, or is it like, someone that you want to sit and have coffee with and meet for an hour a week to, right, talk about whatever. So.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, I want to move into the next segment. And normally Stacy Soccer Mom Kringlin is here ready to break the news. But unfortunately, there's a big match tonight. And, this could be for first place as far as I know. So in Stacy's place, Krista is going to break news on the Innovations Showcase at Infocom, the new Innovations Showcase. Heather, Jeremy, join in on the conversation. Go ahead, Krista, give us a little idea of what is happening with that.
Yeah, so the Innovations Showcase, now I think this is brand new, or if they've done it before at Infocom, quite honestly, I've totally ignored it. But it's basically a space that will be at the show that's limited to companies that have never exhibited at Infocom and that meet the qualifications that were set forth in the application for them to be able to show at Infocom. So each of, you know, each of the companies that are accepted to be able to show, they're going to, you know, be given a normal turnkey kiosk within a carpeted showcase area. And there's going to be a contest, you know, they're going to be participating against each other to be voted on who has the newest product, best new product, best new technology that's most innovative. And the showcase exhibitor with the most attendee votes will receive a cash prize of $10,000. A 10x10 exhibit booth for next year's InfoComm in Las Vegas, and a joint InfoComm press release.
And so, that $10,000 to be split with all of us, right, Krista?
Absolutely. I think, okay. I mean, I only need like $6,000, but I'm just saying.
I'll take three. It's okay.
But each of the exhibitors that are in the Innovation Showcase will present for about 20 to 25 minutes. And they'll be presenting information about their companies, their products, their solutions, and other like industry thought leadership topics. And these sessions are free for all attendees to the InfoComm show. So I thought that that was kind of a pretty neat idea because, you know, I've never showcased at InfoComm, so I'm not sure how much booths cost, but I'm sure that they're at a premium, especially for Orlando, because it is a smaller show compared to Las Vegas. So it's nice to know that startup companies can have a chance to get in with the big dogs and play around.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, and the numbers they give for the AV market, you know, global pro AV market has grown from $75.5 billion in 2012 to $91.8 billion in 2014, and is forecast to reach $114.2 billion
in
2016. I'm doing the stroke now.
At least it's not me.
That's right. At least it's not Krista. Krista, you've got a lot of years to live.
I hope so.
I think I'm closer to, you know, to where
one foot in the grave.
So we're talking about the one foot in the grave club now. Okay, good. That's where I am. But yeah, you know, those numbers are out there, and this is a great opportunity for the startups and, you know, those who have never presented before to have their opportunity to be noticed on, you know, on a stage there at the show.
So Heather, what do you think about that? Because unless I'm mistaken, you've started your own company a few years back and you now have, I think it's about 8 employees. So would this have been something that you would have been interested in had it been available?
To actually be an exhibitor at the show?
Yeah.
I have to say, honestly, not on my side. I thoroughly enjoy walking the show. Actually, there's a weird high that I get off of as soon as I walk on the floor.
It's that just weird high comes from the hairspray on all the models, okay?
Hey, Heather, wait a minute. This is great. We can't let you go. All right.
I think just Florida air.
We cannot let that go. Tell us about that weird high that you get when you walk right onto the floor at InfoComm, because we all want that weird high when we walk.
You know,
it's not
y'all
Colorado,
get it.
It's Florida. There's a difference here.
Well, and hopefully it's not that flacca that's running around Florida.
No. Hey, this is my turf, so we're all good.
Oh, that's right. There you go. It's Heather's turf.
I'm like an hour away from where InfoComm will be in Orlando.
It's Heather's turf. We're all going on Heather's turf this year.
Hope I just heard her invite us over for a sleepover. That's what I heard.
Yes, definitely.
Pizza party?
We've got a pizza party at Heather's this year.
Pillow fight?
I don't know about that.
I mean,
I'm totally down for a pillow fight.
Okay, pillow fights and pizza at Heather's this year.
What about you, Jeremy? If you were in the market to be your own AV company, would this be something that you would consider?
I don't know. I don't think I would. There's just something, you know, from an integration standpoint or a design consulting standpoint or whatever. I think it's, you know, I want to see what the new technology is that's out there, you know, and I mean, maybe that from the job market, if I'm looking to hire some good individual that might be involved with that part of it, but not, I don't think for new innovation type stuff like that, no.
But I guess what I question is this, so there's a new innovation pavilion, okay, and again, and this year they've added drones, okay, and when we did our NAB show, we talked to people about drone technology. I've gotten into writing about drone technology lately. I actually can't wait to go into the drone pavilion, see what's there. This is different. Obviously, you have digital signage, audio, UCC, and everything. This is obviously different in terms of this. What I guess the question I have for you, Heather and Jeremy, is this something that could draw you in particular? You say it's a new innovations pavilion. I've got to see what a new innovation is in the AV industry, or at least considered. I guess that's my question.
But from that standpoint, yeah, I mean, I definitely plan. I mean, I do plan on going to that booth, and that is the exact reasoning for doing that. So, yeah, you know, my answer is definitely yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, and these are a lot for people who build things, right? I mean, if you're looking to have a new widget that's going to improve a project process or improve an install, you know, you have some type of new chip or some type of new screen, like screen goo or something that you can paint on the wall, and the screen all of a sudden just forms to the wall and you can project on it and it gives 180 degree of visibility at one gain. It's, you know, that's for more for a manufacturer. I think what we have here more like service providers, like Heather has, she's a design consultant. Jeremy's a designer and an educator. We're not really making widgets. I think that's more for a widget maker, right? Like
I guess. I mean, I don't know if it's like the AV version, Infocom version of like TechCrunch. You know, I'm envisioning, I don't know if anybody watches Silicon Valley on HBO, but I'm envisioning, you know, all these young kids coming up and, you know, they've got data tech compressions that can blow our minds away. You know, I would assume that it's that kind of thing that, yeah, they have some new widget that's going to be awesome. But, I'm just curious, like, I do want to wander over there to see what it's all about, because I'm curious who takes up Infocom on that offer, because who doesn't want to win 10 grand, and what kind of companies come to that? Is it going to be the traditional AV companies, I'm doing air quotes here, or is it going to be, like, IT-centric merging into AV? Is it going to be a lot of, like, cloud solution stuff? Like, what exactly, you know, as an innovator would catch your eye to be a part of this?
Well, and I'll tell you, I'm looking at it right now. As a matter of fact, I do know a few of the companies that are going to be there. And naming a few of them, Ad Generator Limited, AVGUI, AVGUI, I guess, Collaboration Squared Limited, Hovercam, Huddlecam HD, Lion Sharp Voice Board, StreamBreeze. And I do know what a few of these companies do. And yeah, I'd say they're probably something that you might want to zero in, focus on what they're doing in a certain pavilion versus on the show floor itself. And, you know, with the award, the $10,000 and all, you know, again, there's something in it for that. But, you know, I certainly think I'll be going into the Innovation Showcase and I'll be writing blogs. And, yeah, I want to see what they've got, what's special. And, you know, and if I consider their technologies disruptive and, you know, and market trending and what have you. So absolutely, you know, I think there's something worthwhile there. No question about it. So,
I mean, it's certainly got to be better than the Microsoft booth was last year, right?
Microsoft booth was awesome. That was the only place where I could go, and it was like peace.
And it was quiet.
Yeah, you wanted peace and quiet last year.
And you could sit on a couch and
I could finish my proposal.
Yeah.
And like put my feet up.
Yeah. Microsoft is at Infocom?
Well, they pretended like they were, and they put up this huge area with a bunch of surfaces.
So, you know, when you go to the mall and they have those little places that like massage your back and you can sit in the little seats and it has like the little head massage thing? Just imagine.
Creepy sitting area?
Yeah, imagine that, but big and green and labeled Microsoft with a bunch of TVs.
Sweet. Was Clippy there?
Yeah. Yeah.
An old other discontinued tech or whatever.
So it was really cool to watch the World Cup because that was going on at that time. So you caught me over there, you know, catching some of the
games. So Krista was in all her element at least, huh?
I was.
Real
not so
football.
Much today when the first thing I go into work and I get asked what's going on with your boys, you know, meaning the whole FIFA scandal. But
that dude's is just trying to make a buck.
That'll be another show.
That's another show.
Yeah, but, another show in itself. Uh-huh.
So I think it'll be interesting. I'm curious to see how that goes. I mean, you know, I like that Infocom is trying new stuff and maybe it'll take off. Maybe it won't. Maybe next year it'll be something else.
Mm-hmm. So. No, I have heard rumors that Microsoft this year will be filling a booth. And I'm hoping it'll be filled with swag. Okay, this
I'm
year.
I'm thinking it'll be like robots. It'll be like Sheldon Cooper's of people that didn't want to come. But Bob, you know, they're sitting in, you know, Seattle or wherever. We're not here.
Awful.
I know technology that can do that, actually. So.
Yeah, because they've had that at InfoCon in the past. So.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about, and they may actually be coming in on those this year, so we'll see. Chuck.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm all right. Good. I can't complain. Hold on a second.
Yeah. I'm holding.
For the
okay.
Much so, better now.
Much better now. I feel
so. Good. Power up.
So, yeah, I gotta be honest, and it's just like every other week. I didn't prepare anything. So today's AV power up is gonna be about. Bum, bum, bum. Wait. What's the sound effect? Bloop, bloop,
bloop. You got it.
Is it blue?
AV power
blue,
up.
Blue, blue, blue. So this week's AV power up is about your AV community. This is a big thing that I stressed a lot last year. It's your AV community. So we have two guests on the show that I am. I know personally. I've worked with them before on committees. One of our guests I call a close personal friend. We get together every time we. Are in the same vicinity. We go shooting together. We work together on the certification test riding. Our woman of the year, I am proud to say that I served on the certification committee with her. And so this whole thing is about AV community. Krista, Hope, Johnny, like I didn't know these guys before the show. I know these guys now. I'm really excited to see them in person. Like, I want to give Krista a big hug. This whole AV industry is not just about boxes. It's not just about things. It's about people. People make the boxes. People sell the boxes. People design better boxes. This AV industry is about our community. It's about the relationships you have with people and the relationships that you will foster and make new and introduce people to people and make those ties. That's what's going to make our industry better. And the support that we give those people and that community, that's what's really going to make our industry, that's what's really going to take our industry to the next level. We want to make everything for our customers, the exceptional experience. We want them to have the best experience they can. But if I don't know what I'm doing on a certain thing, I call Jeremy and I'm like, hey, dude, like, seriously, it happened this week. Hey, Jeremy, I need help with this project. And I reach out to my community and ask for help. So your AV power up, it's not so technical this week. It's really more about reaching out.
I'm just keeping with the whole community idea. So just so you guys know, so at the awards dinner, I'm actually bringing about half of my class from Columbia, who will be attending. So they are the up and comers in the AV industry, and I've tried to stress that whole it's a small knit community, and we need to build on that to them. And because of that, I think they're all coming to the show, and I'd like them all to come to the awards dinner. So I definitely would like you guys that are going to be there to reach out and say hello to them.
It's awesome. So yeah. I'll be there.
That is fantastic. If I see you and your entourage, I will certainly step over and say hello.
I'm excited to meet Johnny in person.
I know. That's going to be awesome. Double awesome.
You guys may have never met me in person, but I see you guys every night.
Dude.
I see Johnny every night.
She oversees me at night, which is kind of weird, but, you know, I need to protect her. And I follow all of you guys, just not on Twitter, just from a distance.
I'm going to give him one of those, like, weird elongated hugs.
You know, like, you know how we worry about the NSA? You know how we usually worry about the NSA? Sure. I think now we have to start worrying about Johnny Mota.
I mean.
He's watching us.
I'm going to just record, so every time, like, me and Chuck do the elongated hug, like, 30 minutes into it, I'd be like, Johnny Mota. And then, like, it's only as creepy as you make it. I'm like, okay, you let go, bro. No, you let go, bro.
No.
And then they don't let go, and 10 minutes later, they're still
up. No, you hang up. No, you hang up.
I honestly don't know how we get to these stages in this.
Oh, my God. So we're going to have aren't we going to have a show at Infocom? Aren't we doing this live? Are we doing this live at Infocom?
Well, now that you mention this.
Well, that was just a question. Are we doing this live at Infocom?
Oh, should we wait till next time to say yes or no?
I don't know. It's
we're gonna all be at Infocom, right?
What?
All of us? Wow. Well,
yeah.
Are you allowed to talk about that yet?
Yeah, don't talk about Fight Club.
I don't know. I think somebody's gonna be in trouble if we do now, but I think it's already been released. So yes, we are going to be at Infocom. Four of us, as a matter of fact.
Who?
Oh, no, wait, four, five, five.
Five.
Five. Yes. Cinco.
I will share my headphone and microphone with as many people as I have to.
We'll be passing microphones around the table, as a matter of fact.
I will bring my own hand sanitizer.
You could broadcast live from the pillow fight at Heather's house.
Oh, wow. I tell you what, Jeremy, you are invited now.
I'm in.
Well, Krista and I will be sleeping together, so.
Yes.
Best show ever.
Let me get this straight. Pillow fights.
Sorry, just breathe. Just
I gotta ask, are y'all spooning?
No, who's the little spoon?
Potentially. We may take turns because I never know if I'm Hope or if I'm Krista.
That's Hope.
So it doesn't matter.
Well, we're spooning together, we all have Hope.
Yes, but yes, Hope and I will be bunking up for Infocom, which is going to make it even more awesome. But that's going to be really cool because it's going to be our first time meeting each other in person, even though now we are inseparable via the internets.
Well, this is actually going to be the first time of a lot of us meeting each other in person because Chuck Espinoza and I are here in Nova. That's Northern Virginia for all of you people who don't care about what Nova means. And that's probably what most of you.
Corey and I have never met in person except for the last like 18 weeks. We did stay night together.
You keep looking at each other across from a bowl of pho. Who are you? Stop sitting
there. No, this weekend was across a table eating pizza.
Pizza.
Pizza. New York style pizza.
Really good pizza.
Chuck liked the pizza. It was New York style. God. Real New York style.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come back for more anytime, buddy.
So we have a bunch of AV Power Up AV tweeps that we need to get drive by, so I think next week we maybe might announce when we're gonna be broadcasting at the show.
We'll hold on a little bit more.
We'll save that.
We'll bait it out.
We'll save that for next week. But yes, there will be cinco of us at the show, doing it live and having guests. And Gary K is paying for all of it.
And so, then there's a party at Heather's.
He doesn't know yet.
Which he doesn't know yet, but now he does. And yes, party at Heather's, as a matter of fact.
Party in Heather's minivan after we're done. Pillow fight.
Party in the minivan. There you go. We love it.
So I would love for us to segue into hot jobs.
Hot jobs. Because
there are tons of jobs out there. People need jobs. People want new employees. So I want to know what's going on in the world of hot jobs. And
Before we get to that, yes, Rich is ready. He is ready. He's been practicing all day, okay? In fact, when his boss calls him and says, Rich, I got a job to send you, he goes, I'm sorry, boss. I got stuff to do, all right? More important than this. No, that's Johnny. Anyway, before we get to Rich, and we'll find out exactly how much he studied and practiced today, TierPM, tierpm.com. will be at Infocom 15 at the second annual career fair from June 17th to 19th, starting at 9 a.m. They'll be in booth number 4091, table 5. They'd love for folks to stop by and see them. The announcement to take place, this was my little note to make the announcement, so the announcement just took place. Here it is right now. You found out TierPM is at the show. I'm reading the actual cues right now. So there you go. See him at booth number 4091, table 5, TierPM. Rich, are you ready?
Yes, sir. I'm ready to run.
Born ready for this, right?
Absolutely.
All right, man. Go for it.
All right. Here we go. This is job number 311, 311, security systems. Don't giggle, people. Security systems field engineer located in Baltimore, Maryland. Looking to hire a security systems guru who is highly skilled in complex security system design, installation, and support, including advanced integrated systems such as IP video, large-scale security systems, CCTV, video management systems, access control, fiber optics, and software applications. Manufacturer certifications with one or more of the following systems is required. PCSC, AMAG, S2, Linnell, Millstone, ONSSI, Fluid Mesh, and or FireTide. That is job 311. I'll have one of those in a minute. Chuck, thank you. Next job on the lineup is job 305. AV project manager located again in Baltimore, Maryland. This ideal candidate will have at least 3 to 5 years of recent project management experience in the audiovisual or unified communications industry. This candidate must have experience managing commercial audio video integration projects for corporate, education, and government customers, including VTC and or telepresence type projects. Project managers with prior experience as an AV installer or designer is preferred. That is job number 305. Next and last on the list is job number 142. Lead AV installer in Rochester, New York. No, I'm not moving up to Rochester. It's too cold. Sorry. Candidates must have at least 5 years of overall AV industry experience with at least 3 recent years in progressive team leadership positions, such as senior installer, team lead, supervisor, project manager, or manager. A minimum of 3 years of experience installing audiovisual equipment, including video panels, speakers, and related components in a commercial business environment is also required. That is job number 142, lead AV installer.
So do you think we should start adding a fourth job for him? I mean, is it time? Has he passed his test?
I think so. He seems to have mastered reading in the English language.
He's a step up on most of us.
Yeah.
So by the way, I just wanted to ask you a question, Rich, and not holding you to this, but all of these PCSC, AMAG, S2, Linnell, Milestone, did you look up any of these, see exactly what these people are looking for here?
I was not able to do that today, but I have in the past.
That will be part of your homework assignment next time. You'll have to explain all of these things, which I know not much about. Jeremy, do you know any of these PCSC, AMAG, S2, Linnell, Milestone, Owen, anything?
He's just saying letters. Don't listen to him.
Milestone, ONSSI.
LMNOP,
QRC. I know those things, yeah.
Oh, he knows Milestone, ONSSI. There you go. Yeah. So anyway, those are the hot jobs, Tier PM, at Tier PM, Tier PM AVIT. They are the company in the industry to go to if you're looking for a job or if you're looking for an employee in the AVIT industry. So, Krista, have we exhausted this show yet?
I think so. I think it's been beat more than a horse that died 3 days ago. But it's good. It's good. It was a very fantastic show in the beginning.
I think so.
When we talked, getting to know and talk to Heather and Jeremy and, everything that we discussed for them and how they got to where they are. And today, and congratulations again to them for being award winners, and congratulations to everyone else that we mentioned early in the show who's not on as a guest, but who will be awarded their given their recognition at the Infocom show in Orlando.
Yeah, and the dinner is Tuesday night, I believe, right, Heather and Jeremy? Tuesday night at the show?
Yep. After the open reception.
And please, if you are going or if you can go, go to the dinner, watch the awards being given to all the people we mentioned, and very well deserving of it. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be there this year, but...
Oh, I see how it is.
Nothing
personal.
There's a whole thing like Gary Kay's gonna send Corey up in a flight next to chickens with a brown bag lunch, and he might not make it on Tuesday. So, and it's that thing.
And if we have to do the show from my hotel, then you know it could be curtains. Yeah. We'll have to see.
Lacy wafting curtains. Or whatever your preference. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, but Heather, Jeremy, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. We really appreciate it. Again, congratulations to you. And we'll hope to catch up with both of you at InfoCom.
Thank you.
As do the rest of us.
Hope I can be on again soon.
Yes, if you see me at InfoCom and I don't see you, grab me, tackle me, do whatever you got to do to get my attention. Unless
blind body slam.
Challenge accepted.
In fact, that goes for anybody who's going to be at the show. If you do want Chris's attention, the best way is to tackle
blind
her.
Blind body slam.
Tackle if you have to.
Spoon her attention.
I should warn you, Krista, I did play rugby in college.
And I should warn you, I'm a black belt.
I'm getting so excited.
And on that note, take us out of here, Krista, would you?
So on that note, again, thank you to Heather and to Jeremy. You guys are awesome for taking the time to be with us. On behalf of Johnny Stuffin' Things Moda, Chuck, I look good in a suit, Espinoza.
Yeah.
Hope, I am the master of my kingdom, Roth. Rich, I got this down, Pat Prevetti. Corey, paper plate moss.
Again?
Yes.
And when could I not be paper plate?
I don't know.
Never.
Oh, go ahead, whatever.
And me, your host, Krista Fenderbender. I want to thank you very much for listening to the AV Power Up podcast.
And thank you all out there for listening. We appreciate it. Chuck is doing his best Travolta right now. Maybe we'll actually put this recording in video out there.
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
Maybe. But if you beg hard enough, we will not. But thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.